practice the meditation with closed eyes. This is a little bit more difficult than the first one, because the first one there was at least an object for us to look at. When you close your eyes, there is no object to look at, only our thoughts, which are also a kind of a form. So what we're going to do this time is we are trying to watch the thoughts that are coming and going. This meditation is very simple. We're going to start with a kind of a mantra, such as, for example, I always say, for example, my God. The two words, my God. My is in your left hand and God is in your right hand. So you keep repeating the my God, my God, my God. First of all, we take a few deep breaths with open eyes. We start the mantra of my God, a few times, my God. Then take a deep breath, a couple of more. Then we close our eyes and we repeat again loudly, my God. My God. Just remember, my is in your left hand and God is in your right hand, and there is a gap in between the two. Slowly, slowly, we say it in our heart quietly, my God, my God, my God, a few times. And then all of a sudden try to jump in between the gap of my and God, and try to stay there, just in that gap, in that silence, in that emptiness. Just remember, my is in your left hand side and God is in your right hand side. Try to stay there as much as you can, hold it. When the thought comes, just let it pass by. When the next thought comes, just let it pass by. Stay in the gap. Also stay in the gap between the thoughts also, if you can think of it as you in this gap as a sky and the thoughts are coming as clouds. So you want to fall in between the silence gap in between the two thoughts and hold on to that and be there. In there, sometimes there are so many thoughts come and go and come and go. If you see that the thought does not want to stop, you just ask your mind this very critical question. What is the next thought? The moment you ask this question, the mind stops. Since the mind does this accidentally and randomly, cannot answer the question. So therefore the mind stops. That's how we trick the mind. And try to stay in that silence as a watcher of that nothingness. You're not supposed to see anything. There is no light in there. There's complete silence and darkness and nothingness. If you maintain there long enough, you're facing the real you, which is pure silence, peace, kindness, tenderness, and pure joy. Now, for the first time, you know who you really are. Remember that that nothingness that we talked about, that we are witnessing, is one side of the coin. Everything else from the other side of the coin comes from that nothingness. That means all our peace, our creativity, our power, everything comes from the other side of the coin. So we are witnessing this nothingness within us. And the joy of it is 1,000 times more than the joy that we felt by just looking at a tree. So we're going to practice this in here for a few minutes. that is that you're gonna do this for many, many months, maybe even a year. But remember, the ultimate step, the third step of meditation is one more step above just witnessing this nothingness. After you are so comfortable with to being that emptiness, that nothingness, you need to turn upon yourself. That means that you're gonna turn around and you're gonna watch this watcher who is watching this nothingness. We're gonna be the observer of this observer. Again, at the beginning it is a little bit hard, but by practice it will happen. This is the ultimate peace and truth. I highly recommend this meditation to you, my children, because we take thousands of steps outside to achieve success and security. We need to take one step to go within to discover the truth. As human beings, we have given this chance to come to this world to discover ourselves as this divine, loving, eternal being. And not only to find it in ourselves, but also find it in others. Now, once we practice these three steps, we just have to remember, even from the first step, that as Buddha said, the self-remembering, which means now that we know who we are that peace, that silence, that tenderness, that pure joy, we need to remember ourselves as this silent watcher, which is non-judgmental at all the times. This will help our true self to get empowered and show up in our daily life. This is the most crucial thing. If you do hours of meditation and when you come out and you're still living in your mind and not in present and not to remember this silent watcher within you, you haven't accomplished anything, my dear children. So remember, we have to use our mind to remember we are that silent watcher at every breath. So let's practice this for the next few minutes. Take a few deep breaths with open eyes. You can sit as any form you want. You can sit comfortably in a chair or as a form of a lotus, your hands on your laps, your palm up, your hands up, open. And your back is straight. If you get tired, you can just lean against the back side, but later on when you practice more, just sit straight. Do not lean against anything. Be just comfortable. Take a deep breath. My God. My God. My God, close your eyes. My God, my God, my God. Again, repeat that silently inside. Jump in between the gap between my and God. Stay there in peace. Watch the thoughts. ask your mind, what is the next thought? Be the witness of that nothingness. Pay attention to inside of you, on your chest area, on your breathing.